Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
This advice from New York City First Deputy OEM Commissioner Christina Farrell.
As you're out and about, I would really say just take it slow, be a little patient. If you're on the roads, the commute, roads are probably going to be a little tricky.
Ahead of today's weather, the sanitation department has been clearing catch basins and has the equipment on standby to deal with any snow and ice. As far as what we can expect, well, let's get that from AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
And it all depends on what where you are as to what you're going to get. But from the city east across Long Island and down to, through much of central and southern New Jersey, this is going to end up being mostly a soaking rain, enough that it could clog some of those storm drains because that rain is going to come down fairly hard during the late morning and into the afternoon hours before it ends this evening. In the northwest suburbs, though, it's a different story. There'll be some snow, and that may last for several hours, allowing 1 to 3 inches to accumulate near and beyond the 287 corridor, so keep that in mind for the morning commute plans. That'll flip over to some rain this afternoon before it all ends this evening. Behind it, it's going to be pretty chilly for the next couple of days across the tri-state. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg, New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There was a shooting in the subway at the Port Authority bus terminal. Let's find out what happened from our Glenn Shuck.
And good morning. Yeah, we found out that this gunfire happened in the lower level of the terminal right near the ACE subway entrance. Now, at least one shot, according to cops. Some witnesses thought they heard more, but we believe it's probably just the one shot. Nobody was hit, but certainly the alarm that it caused a lot. Eddie Connors, a performer, subway performer, who tells CBS2 what he heard.
It was either just a warning shot or maybe he aimed to miss, but everybody was scared.
And this was about 8:30 last night.
It happened so fast, I didn't even know. I'm just glad I didn't see anybody get hit.
So police are telling us there was some type of an argument between two guys that led to the gunshot. Again, no one was injured as we await word on the charges that are going to be filed against those involved. We'll have that update for you this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Midtown.
There's an arrest in a deadly stabbing in Harlem. 32-year-old Prince Nunnally is looking at murder and weapons charges in the death of 51-year-old Raymond Page. That was over the summer, August 15th, on West 128th and Frederick Douglass Boulevard. Still not clear exactly what happened or whether Page had been targeted. Out of prison, but not completely off the hook, a judge has ruled that the 23 years spent behind bars for a man convicted of attempted murder fulfills his sentence. 48-year-old Andre Brown maintains his innocence.
Released nearly 3 years ago, pending an appeal by the Bronx DA, Brown faced the prospect of going back to prison.
You know, I couldn't fathom reuniting with my family after 23 long years and then being taken off of the streets and going in prison. It would have been a death sentence.
He had faced 40 years for the attempted murder of two Bronx teens. His attorney, Oscar Michelin, said they've identified the real killer.
Someone who was the exact height and weight that Andre was at the time. The shooter was masked at the time.
Brown is married with two children and said he plans to keep mentoring at-risk youth. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Good news about the city's war on rats. The sanitation department says rat sighting calls to 311 have dropped every month for the past year with a 20% reduction overall. Acting Sanitation Commissioner Javier Lohan credits the new rules requiring buildings to put trash in sealed bins.
We didn't rush it. We did it in phases. We started with the commercial establishments. We moved into you know, the lower 1-9 unit buildings and, you know, city institutions. And now we're going to go in for the remaining, you know, 30%, which are the bigger buildings.
Yeah, he says about 70% of the city's trash is now containerized, with more of those empire bins rolling out next year. A number of hospitals in New Jersey are asking people to mask up. This is the 18 locations of Hackensack Meridian Health and their 500 patient care facilities. RWJ Barnabas Health, which operates 14 hospitals throughout the state, also announced this week that it's bringing back masking protocols. The reason? An uptick in respiratory illnesses, including the flu, COVID, and RSV. On this Giving Tuesday, a chance for you to support education in this country. That's through Donors Choose, which was founded by a teacher 25 years ago and has raised nearly $1.9 billion, supporting 92,000 schools nationwide. Donors Choose Vice President Janann O'Connor telling 1010 Wins.
They know that they, where their money is going. They can look at a project and say, oh, this money is going towards pencils. This money is going towards coats for the winter. This money is going towards books for this classroom.
Yeah, get more info at donorschoose.org. We also have a warning today about scammers. Laura Andes heads operations at Charity Navigator.
You should always really make sure that if you're getting an email or a solicitation, check that link to make sure it's actually going to the charity. Scammers are getting really savvy about using AI and copycat websites to trip up well-meaning donors.
Learn more on how to protect yourself at charitynavigator.org. Applications open this week for the New York State Home Energy Assistance Program. That was delayed because of the recent government shutdown. Eligible households can receive up to $996 to help offset heating costs. Some are automatically enrolled based on participation in other programs. You can submit your application at otda.ny.gov. Move over to Vegas. New York City's getting three casinos. The State Gaming Facility Location Board has signed off on the two sites in Queens and the one in the Bronx.
The approvals were a huge win for the developers, Bally's chairman Sue Kim.
What this is a very intelligent public policy maneuver to keep residents and jobs and tax revenues here.
A projected $7 billion in tax revenue over a decade from Bally's Resorts World and Hard Rock, according to board chairwoman Vicki Bean.
You know, we understand that there are different assumptions that go into the projections, but we took a very, very searching look at all of those assumptions.
Protesters briefly disrupted the vote, calling the board a predatory state-sponsored racket. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
It is felony assault charges now against two protesters who blocked an ICE immigration crackdown on Canal Street over the weekend. Prosecutors say Natalia Arai and Asif Ali injured two cops who were trying to control the crowd. They were among 18 people arrested during a protest where demonstrators formed a human chain and used garbage cans and planters to block ICE agents from leaving a garage. That's when the NYPD was called in and reportedly used pepper spray to clear protesters who were throwing garbage at an ICE motorcade. One officer was struck in the leg by a garbage can. Another was shoved with a wooden pallet.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.